Shalom to all. Today we're in Masechas Talmud, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah Sabbin, Rabbi Chosatz Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezecher Fan, Rizivu Hagon, Bikar of Mamish. And we continue discussing the carbon Talmud, says the Mishnah, Armelheim Amunah. The Amunah, the appointed king, told them, Tzu'ur Uem Igiaz Man Shechita. Go ahead and see if it's time for Shechita has come. You're not a Shech the carbon Talmud until it's light outside. And remember, they had gotten to the Beis Hamikdash really early. They started this whole process of Trumas Hadeshen and all the lots before it was light. So it's still dark, so they need to make sure it was time that they were able to Shech the carbon Talmud. So Imigiyat, if it was time, Haroya Aimer, the look out person, he would say Bar Kai, which means it's gotten light. Now Masim Shmuel said that what did they ask him? Heir Pnei Kol Mezrach Atshu B'Chevron, is the entire eastern sky lit up all the way till Chevron? V'hu Aimer Hain, and he says yes, so they can continue on. So moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Amar Lahem, he told them Suva Haviu Tlam Lishkas Tlam, go and bring a lamb from the Lishkas Tlam. This is the chamber of lambs, and where is this? By Lishkas Tlam, Haisim Muktzad Tzvanis Maravis. This Lishka, where all the lambs were, was in the northwest corner of what? Do you remember previously we discussed something called the Beis Hamikdash? This was a very large room that had a fire in it that warmed the Kohanim, and the older Kohanim would sleep on stone protrusions that came out of the walls, and the younger Kohanim would sleep on the floor, and there was a tunnel from there going underneath the Beis Hamikdash to a mikvah and a bathroom, and there was another door that led outside of the Beis Hamikdash if there was a Kohen who became Tameh. And we had said that it's a very large room because it also had to have four Lashachas, four chambers. So here we just mentioned one of the chambers that we said is in the northwest corner, and that's Lishkas HaTamidim. That's where the lambs that were the Karbonos Tamidim were kept. Now the Mishnah further clarifies, there were four rooms or four chambers there. Achas Lishkas HaTloim, one of them was Lishkas HaTloim for the lambs. Achas Lishkas HaChaisamos, one was the Lishka of the stamps. A chesim was like a stamp or a token, really. This is when people would buy flour and wine for the Nesachim. Instead of bringing their own, they would just come to the Beis HaMikdash, pay for a token, this chaisam, and then they'd bring it to the relevant person in the Beis HaMikdash to be able to receive their flour, their wine, or even their oil. So this is a special lishka for these chaisamais. Vachas lishkas Beis HaMikdash, one's lishka called Beis HaMikdash, that's where this fire was, and vachas lishka shayu oisim lechem upon him, one's lishka where they would actually make the lechem upon him. We're going to stop for the day and pick up the Rambam Mishnah Daled and Hey, continue to discuss the process of the carbon tamid, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.